Thursday, May 16th. These are the readings from today's Holy Mass. The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22, verse 30, and chapter 23, verses 6 through 11. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed him and ordered the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. Then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some Pharisees. So he called out before the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection or angels or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonging to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him." The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take him into the compound. The following night the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for just as you were borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome." The word of the Lord. And the responsorial psalm, "Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup. You it is who hold me, my lot. And the response, "Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed." And the response, "Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption." And the response, "Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joy in your presence, the delight at your right hand forever." And the response, "Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope." And the gospel acclamation, "Alleluia, alleluia. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that the world may believe that you sent me," says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. And now the gospel. It's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "I pray not only for these, but also those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as you are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you love them even as you love me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, but they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.